What's cueing my Anons? I'm Robert Evans, host of Behind the Bastards, and this is a special episode of Behind the Bastards with my good friends and comrades, Cody Johnston, Katie Stoll.
Hey. Hello there.
Hi.
Now, about a month ago, y'all and I, we went through a little book called The Greatest Lie on Earth about the Flat Earth conspiracy theory that turned out to just be straight Nazi propaganda.
I can't believe that was already
like
a month ago.
Esoteric Hitlerism, yeah. Nazi propaganda.
Yeah, not trying to pretend like it was anything other than that.
Yeah, like just straight up to the Juicer like creating a demon god with their collective will. An egregor!
Oh, egregor. I respect something that knows what it is,
that
though,
knows what it
know?
Is.
Yeah,
I was
the
watching
confidence
that
convinced me.
That Flat Earth documentary after you mentioned it, Behind the Curve. Very fun documentary. Wish they'd pushed on the anti-Semitism a little bit more.
Yeah.
But one of the main people they interview in that, as he's talking about the books that brought him into this, holds up a copy of The Greatest Lie on Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Very dog-eared. Cool.
Yeah. A much-loved copy.
A very cool.
So the audience really liked that episode, and it was a lot of fun to record. So I decided we should do more episodes where we pick up a crazy fucking book for the first time and just leaf through it at random. Now, the book I've picked for this particular day is QAnon, An Invitation to the Great Awakening.
Beautiful.
By Where We Go One, We Go All. God.
That's the author.
Yes.
I love it. When my
it
books are written by hashtags.
For a surprisingly long period of time, the number two book on Amazon.com.
That's not surprising
at all.
That doesn't surprise me.
Now, I'm not going to say how I acquired this without paying for it, but we did not pay for that, and it was legal.
Mm. Oh.
Right. As it should be.
As it should be.
Yes.
So, we have this book on Kindle, so we can't flip through it at random.
No,
but what I'm going to do is, we're going to go through the start of it, and then I'm going to tell you guys how many pages are in it, and I'm going to go between you, and we're just going to pick pages
at
random.
Love
check
it.
Out.
Oh, okay.
Sound like,
love
a,
it.
Sound like a plan?
That okay. seems fair,
so
equitable.
Yeah,
the, how would you describe the cover of this book to the audience, Katie?
Stunning.
A little bit more detail than that.
There's like a firework-looking explosion forming the shape of Q around Anon.
Yeah.
And then some really bold... The Great Awakening.
Yeah. An Invitation to the Great Awakening.
Good color schematics.
Yeah. Solid,
you
solid
know.
Color scheme, yeah.
It's eye-catching.
It's not terrible design. Yeah,
no.
It's effective.
No, it looks like Dan Brown wrote it.
It does look
like
Dan
Brown
wrote
it.
He might have. It's. I mean, it's by Where We Go One, We Go All.
Yep.
Which
he's one of them. He's
not
one
aware,
of the ones.
That's sort of their catchphrase.
Yeah.
I think it comes from a movie or something.
A Dan Brown movie.
I forget where it comes
from. Oh, really?
I forget where it comes from. It's such a silly phrase.
Very silly
it's
phrase.
It's very silly.
Yeah.
And like it's so close to trying to be not.
Yeah.
But well, they give up.
It's like supposed to be rousing.
Yeah,
right, like almost on, patriotic or something.
But like it's
but
super
it's
dumb.
It's not
but
quite.
Dumb, but
it doesn't
dumb.
Quite get there.
So, first internal page is just, you know, a copy of the of the cover, and
sure.
then we get to the title page with the ISBN number on it, and then there's a little note. The chapters in this book were written by anonymous authors, and are published or republished with their permission. We gratefully acknowledge and thank the many Anons who have worked to share the truth with family, friends, coworkers, and followers. Many of the author contributors who are featured in this book have websites, subreddits, YouTube channels, Twitter followings, etc., and we encourage you to subscribe and support their ongoing work.
Wait, doesn't that make them not anonymous?
Well, yes, actually, Katie. Oh, shit. Yeah, so they... okay.
We're anonymous. Like and subscribe.
Yeah. The publisher is Relentlessly Creative Books from fucking Dallas, Texas. God damn it. God damn it, Dallas. Stop
Sorry.
It.
Sorry.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so they've got the page with the author, contributors, and contributing editors, and right above all the names is a color picture of the Liberty Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Cool. You know what's on the inside of that Liberty Bell?
Q?
Evidence.
Evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Like Q, he's real tiny.
Oh boy,
he's real tiny.
He's lived there. He's in charge of ringing it.
I have to read these names.
Mm-hmm.
Contributing editors: Captain Roy D.
No.
Dustin Nemos. I get that sounds like a real name.
That's a real name.
Author contributors: Crystal with an H / Scorpio Patriot.
What?
That's one name. Joe M. Liberty Lioness. Linda Paris. Lori Colley. Pamphlet. Yeah. Radix. Red Pill 78.
I was going to say, how many have Red Pill in it? How many have
Deplorable
in it?
Sarah Westall, Serial Brain 2, Space Shot 76, and of course, Zacco DeFracco.
This is absurd.
None of them have deplorable in their name?
No, that was surprising.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But they got the red pill in there. I'm okay. All right.
Now, I do have my shoving bagels here, or my tossing bagels.
Tossing bagels.
Tossing bagels.
Yeah, don't shove them.
He's also got several cans of Diet Zevia zero calorie soda.
Ginger root beer.
Ginger root beer.
So it washes down the taste of. I mean, this is probably going to get pretty Nazi, right?
Oh,
absolutely. What? Yeah.
This is probably right. All right, I'm going to read the introduction. Know,
yeah, Red Great. Pill Josh is going to be on the up and up.
Like, I mean, we haven't even...
I do wonder if we're going to run into a fucking egregore.
I mean, it's waiting for us.
An introduction. This is the beginning. Mm. There is so much to tell you. So much has happened, and so much has been hidden. But we have to start somewhere. So this is it. A book is typically a big project, but we are from the era of DMs.
Wait, are they describing books?
Yeah, they are. But we are from the era of DMs and PMs and online comments, so we are going to do this one together like we always do. There's this old saying from back in the last century, many hands make light work. We know all about that working together idea. We call it where we go one, we go all. So that's who we are as a team. We're WWG1WGA. The reality is that we share the same future encourages us to work together. Yes, we are real people with real jobs, real families, and real futures, but many of us prefer to remain anonymous. Yada-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Aren't they, like, really anti-communist and stuff? And, like...
Yeah, I think we're going to run into a lot of that.
Okay.
The messages QAnon has offered have been cryptic, but at the same time insightful and full of foresight. We work together to understand the messages and share them with the larger world. When we know that our interest in QAnon has been vilified by the mainstream media, mm-hmm. following QAnon's posts has given us insights and flashes of the future, taught us history, shown us fresh possibilities, and challenged us to think on our own and dig up information.
Free thought.
Cool. At last, it seems, we've been befriended by someone who has our best interest at heart. As decades of deceit and lies are revealed, so is the plan for dealing with them. As thinking, caring people, we know that there is a great deal at stake. We trust the plan is well underway and that the plan is working. The intensity of the media's ridicule and social media censorship tells us that we are over the target.
Oh. If people say I'm wrong, that means I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't even want to bother.
It's like tomato, tomato.
Why bother?
You say I'm wrong, I say I'm right.
Yep. Wow, okay. So the plan, the first chapter is The Plan to Save the World by Joe M.
Okay.
Joe Manchin?
So does he talk about climate change?
Is that...
No.
Oh, different plan.
No. Have you ever wondered why we go to war or why you never seem to be able to get out of debt, why there's poverty, division, and crime? What if I told you there was a reason for it all? What if I told you it was done on purpose? What if I told you that those corrupting the world, poisoning our food, and igniting conflict were themselves about to be permanently eradicated from the earth? That sounds peaceful.
Wow.
Okay. So here's just my conspiracy thing. So like whenever we talk about this kind of thing and like the flat earth, where it's like, okay, let's assume that the flat earth is true. Why?
Right.
Why does this conspiracy exist? Why are they lying to you? What is the purpose of this? And I have never heard a good answer for that.
To be evil.
But like with the QAnon thing, where it's like, oh, why are they doing this? Why are they doing the war? And like, oh, it's because they're like in a weird like satanic sex cult where they eat kids. No, they make money and power. Like
it's
what?
Like, yeah,
it's the simplest answer.
There is the debt problem. Yeah. There is somebody doing it to you. It's not what you are saying.
It's
much simpler.
It's very profitable for you to be in debt, like, and money
and like,
lets you buy yachts.
Yeah, we should fix
conspiracy
it.
Conspiracy laid out.
Like, we got it. We did it. Like, oh, yeah. Well, if you make weapons, you make money.
You libtard.
It's because they want to fuck kids.
No,
what?
No. Dude, what? I mean, yeah, some of them fuck
some
kids,
them,
but
yeah.
like just like some border militias fuck kids.
Jesus.
Tie him to the rape tree.
Yeah, tie him to the rape tree. We just finished recording. This will probably drop after that episode.
Yeah, hopefully you're familiar with what we're referencing. This is very specific.
Some of you will, some of you won't. And
but
that's,
no, Katie, everyone will, because where we go
where
one.
Where we go, yeah, we go all.
Where we understand
which
one,
is
we understand
really,
it all.
It's just a more complicated and less elegant way of saying one pump.
One cream. I couldn't agree with you completely anymore.
That's what we can use to fight the radicalization of QAnon, is the truth of Nestle Coffee Mate.
Hashtag 1P1C.
When we write
equals
a book.
When we, written by 1P1C.
We have to write a book now.
I think so.
There's no choice. Oh, Jesus
get
Christ.
Get ready for truth.
Yeah. So far, I'm there's like lines like this. You know, they rose to the top of the media companies that control our news and entertainment. They ascended to the top of the banking system, also to the Oval Office, to Brussels, to the Vatican, to the Crown. Still not seeing any Jews dropping in here, but...
Disappointing.
Yeah. It's one of those things... Okay, yep. It's talking about how they invented a system of money called central banking. Oh, boy. Okay.
Who did?
They. Yeah. So this is one of, I was out with like the like a leftist gun club at a shooting range in LA recently, and had the cop. We were talking about the Flat Earth episode and how it went to like Nazis so quick. And it's like, I think where it comes from is people recognize part of the problem, which is like, yeah, there are some like very wealthy moneyed interests that have a vested interest in a lot of the stuff that's terrible at the world continuing to be terrible. Absolutely. Oh no, not that group. No, not that small group of people. Mm-hmm. Like it's not the Jews. It's a different small group of people. Right. They're the CEOs of companies like Exxon.
It's not
like
a specific kind of person.
No,
or like
they're every color, every religion.
It's not race, nationality.
It's not sexuality.
It's why Donald Trump gets along with socialist Rodrigo Duterte and the fucking royal family of Saudi Arabia. It's because they're all rich assholes on the top of things who like to use violence to maintain their power.
Problem solved.
They're not...
Or answer.
All Jewish or whatever. There's this pretty small group of assholes who are responsible for not all, but a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And it's because it makes them money, generally.
Yeah. It's wild to me that that's ignored so easily by what do they call themselves? Thinkers and
Truth seekers?
Thinkers and kind people or something like that?
Yeah. Oh, guys.
Anyway.
Oh, guys.
We barely cracked
this nut. I'm still rolling through...
interesting fact about money.
Reagan also had good intentions for the American people. Oh God. Okay, I gotta read. So they start talking about how they are making all the problems in the world. They're creating wars. They're doing this. They're doing that. Good people just want to get married, have kids, make a living, and enjoy their liberty. Well, there were good guys. Many. One became the president of the United States in January 1961. He knew about these criminals and wanted them gone. He knew their intentions for us all, and he wanted to fight them. Sadly, he had no idea how powerful they had become. Reagan also had good intentions for the American people. He knew this criminal mafia controlled almost everything by this stage, including the powerful rogue intelligence agencies. His economic policies were promising, but the criminals needed a weak America to hold on to their power. Reagan was shown with a bullet that a growing U.S. economy and prosperous citizens were not what these people wanted. The criminals wanted. Okay. Mm. Yeah. So.
That made me yawn.
Yeah. It's bad. Okay.
Well, don't they also think that JFK Jr. is alive?
They do think JFK Jr. is alive. That his the plane crash that killed him was fake, and he's been like in the air in a plane, like being flown around.
What's what's their take on Andy Kaufman?
Oh boy, it's probably ridiculous too. I bet they think that Bill Hicks is Alex Jones too. Yeah.
Right. That I mean, if you look at younger photos of Alex Jones, it is hard to not
stunning.
Think that. It's like unbelievable, and it's totally the kind of character that he'd probably do.
Yeah, but there was always
wasn't an actor
core of love to Bill Hicks's comedy.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. There's a point where like once it got to X, he would stop it.
Yeah.
Because it's a dangerous, vicious thing that he's doing.
Bill Hicks believed the JFK killing was a conspiracy. Bill Hicks would not have accused parents of lying about their dead
exactly.
children.
Exactly, yeah. He
there were lines. All right, so there are 206 or 5,948 locations in this book, because I'm viewing it on Kindle. It's not like a page thing. That would be insane.
I would not have been surprised if it was 5,000 pages long.
Oh, we have 2 minutes? Well, I'm going to skip to one more random thing and read a random paragraph before we go to ads. Katie, pick a location between 216 and 5,948.
542.
Okay, let's see if I can get us there. Oh. 524.
Close as possible.
We're as close as possible. Yes, Mr. President. Anons know exactly what you're getting at, sir. And another, okay, I gotta read the thing before.
You gotta see this before.
Is this, okay.
Oh no. Okay, so. Oh, sweet Jesus. Okay, On the topic of President Trump and his incredible rallies, there was one hosted on July 31st, 2018 in Tampa, Florida. As all Q followers know, and using the A1Z26 cipher, the letter Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet, and therefore equals 17. Here's a direct quote from President Trump's speech that day at Tampa. You know, I told the story the other day. I was probably in Washington my entire life. 17 times. True, 17 times. I don't think I ever stayed overnight. You know what I'm getting at, right? The president continued to go on to say. But I've made some choices that I wouldn't have made, but I'm writing down Pennsylvania Avenue, and again, I've only been here about 17 times, and probably 7 of those times were to check out the hotel I'm building on Pennsylvania Avenue, and then I hop on the plane and I go back. So I've been there 17 times, never stayed there a night. So the rest of this 4 pages is them getting at the meaning of his use of the word 17 times 17 and how times. It's to signal that QAnon's real, because Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. Right. Yeah.
No, it's because he's a rambling idiot.
Yeah.
Who forgets the words he just said.
And who has a very well-documented habit of repeating single things a number of times, because it's just a good way to make a point in speech.
He picks a number and he says it over and over.
Yeah.
That's the end of it.
Yeah.
It's so maddening. I've had, like, even interactions with these fucking people. Like, the Jersey thing. You've seen the Jersey stuff where, like, they hold up the jersey and, like, it's got a number on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, that's what it means. It's the Q thing. No. That's the year it happened.
Yeah.
That's it's literally the year that the president gets the jersey. That's it. Look at all of the other presidents
that's
getting these
how
jerseys.
How do they do it? It's not like it was it a symbol to, like, fucking. Like PAnon that Obama held up a 2016 right. jersey. Like, I had to go
My
through the alphabet
no,
there
I,
for
I,
a
you
second.
Gotta get all through,
It's just literal insanity.
You know, it isn't literal insanity, Katie.
Ads and services.
You're damn right,
products,
ads and services.
Products and services. Mm.
Products. Hopefully, one of those products is fucking brain pills for these people. We're back.
Sorry.
Whoa. Now, we are back, and everyone needs to know, Sophie just pulled a bag of bagels on me.
Wow.
And now we are in a...
real threatening.
What kind of standoff do you have with bagels? Would it be, like, a breakfast standoff?
Breakfasting?
Standoff. All right.
Sophie is holding a bag of bagels on me, a tube. And we both... She's got 5 in the tube. I've only got 4. I mean, there's only one way this can end, Sophie. Yeah!
Oh.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No!
Right at him.
She hit me in the head.
She's got better aim. What can I say?
I was not aiming at you, because that's mean. That made me angry enough that I'm going to throw my bagels at those lights.
Break up!
Oh!
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I hit the soundboards on the ceiling.
This is exactly what we didn't want to have happen.
Bagels are stuck on the soundboard in the ceiling.
That thing's going to fall
down on
this.
And they are swaying.
And then it will be a problem. Guys, is this good content?
This is great content for the people at home.
Hold on, I can't
get pictures. So the bagel tube is stuck on the roof. This is off the rails.
As they should be.
Cody, pick a number between 1 and 5,948. While Daniel gets the bagels off the roof.
3,297.
All right. I'm going to try to get to 3,000.
Oh, God.
No, you know what I don't like doing is dealing with the consequences of my actions. I love having Daniel do that.
There it is.
All right. 3,927. Thank you, Daniel.
I'm tweeting that picture later.
You should. Okay. Wow. Okay. So we've got. Oh boy.
I wanted to get deep into it.
Pedophilia,
you know?
And human trafficking.
There it is.
Big
See?
Old,
Told
big
you.
Old, bold letters. So this is apparently an interview with a detective. This just goes on for hundreds of pages. Ah, this is part
detective
of the chapter
Pikachu?
"Human Compromise: The Currency of the Powerful" by Sarah Westall. It's an interview with Detective Jimmy Boots Rothstein.
Okay, that's
Hell
pretty
yeah.
close.
Oh boy. So yeah. Okay. So this is the detective. She says was. This is just a transcript of her fucking podcast where she interviews a guy who comes to be a detective looking into the massive pedophilic conspiracy. Okay.
So the detective is looking into it?
That's what this says. I don't even know if Jimmy Boots is a real detective. Would you, Sophie, would you look up Detective Jimmy?
I think he's a character
Jimmy
on...
Jimmy Boots Rothstein?
I think he's a character on Deadwood.
He does sound like Jimmy Boots.
What you gone done fuck her for now?
Oh, thank God.
Oh, no, there's video.
Oh, good.
Is he a real detective?
Or is he like a border militia?
The thing that pops up are these creepy-ass videos. Can you hear it in your head?
Yes.
What the fuck is about to happen?
What's going on?
So he's a retired, very elderly detective.
Yeah.
Researching crazy things in his bedroom.
So this is all checking out.
Yeah. So, speaking of quotes, so the interviewer asks, Sarah Westall or whatever her name was, this was one of the main areas you really got into. But first, what was the main difference between pedophilia and human trafficking? Detective Jimmy Boots? There is no difference, not when you get into how they're used. There's pedophilia separate, just on the local, but it's all done. It's controlled. It's used. They're professionally set up. It's a well-organized movement across the country at all different levels, and that's why people who try to put this under one umbrella, it doesn't work. You have to understand the whole system to be able to figure it out. So yeah, it's... Okay, he's claiming that like there's a gigantic pedophilia, which there was a fairly large pedophilic conspiracy, yeah. But it wasn't children. It was Jeffrey Epstein letting rich people fuck 14-year-olds in his plane,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of whom was probably the president, because the president flew in the Lolita, yeah. Express and joked about how much.
And
also
Jeffrey.
Probably and a previous president.
Yeah. And noted famous rapist Bill Clinton.
At least, yeah. Two presidents.
So. At least two presidents. Maybe more.
Maybe more, and other
but
people.
Good, we solved that one.
It's like yeah, it's technically pedophilic, but like they're all imagining this like little kids and it's satanic. No, they're fucking teenage girls.
Yeah,
because
still bad,
they're gross,
but,
old dudes.
Yeah.
No, it's
different than what they're saying. They're, an underground pedophilia ring.
Yeah, they don't
ring.
Want 6-year-olds. They want to fuck 15-year-old girls. They want to fuck high school girls because they're gross, rich, old men.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's the conspiracy.
They
right.
want to give
like,
them
most
their
of
diseases.
The, like,
and
most
the president's one of them.
Yeah. And most of the pedophilia,
yeah.
That's like between like family members and
yeah.
stuff.
Almost
and, like,
all of it.
Yeah.
It's the guy in the last episode.
Yeah.
Right.
And most sexually trafficked individuals are adults.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Katie, you want to pick a random number between 1 and 5,948?
I'm pressure. 200.
Jesus Christ, Katie.
Gotta go all the way back. My gosh.
My
Is
God.
That the mistake?
My God.
I bet they're not even going to talk about Satan kid eaters.
Okay. Should I change my vote? I just wanted to mix things up.
Okay, 200.
I just wanted to keep us on our toes. Don't judge.
Judging is my favorite thing.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
We're back to that opening scrawl about...
Word.
It's basically the Star Wars title crawl.
Can I choose a different number, or is it good?
No, I'm going to read something.
Okay.
Good patriots in the U.S. military and their global partners asked Trump to run for president so that they could take back control of America legitimately without alarming the public.
They mean Russians.
Yeah.
What?
Good patriots.
Good patriots like Vladimir Putin.
Asked Trump to run so they could take back
the
control.
The military asked Trump to run?
Yeah, that's what they believe.
What?
They're like, please.
Because the military are good.
And they know a true leader when they see one.
And they know it. Trump was a good choice, obviously, because he overcame the voter fraud and run. But he was a patriot, and he was loved and admired by the public. He was not interested in joining the cabal, mainly because they hated America, and he did not agree with them on that point. It sounds like they went to the table, and he was like, pedophile conspiracy I'm down about, but hating America?
No way. I'll tell you one thing. This is well written.
This is very well written.
My favorite part is... everything about it.
Well, then you want to pick a random number between 1 and 5,948, Cody?
666.
Oh, sexy.
That is a fucking great idea.
Yeah. I wonder if they draw attention to it.
We should have done 17.
No, because it's like they probably weren't thinking of the page numbers in that way just because
right.
like that's how, you know, it's fucking how...
Yeah, you never know.
Also, they might be different on the Kindle.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Also, they don't seem that clever.
All right, 660 is as close as it gets because it seems to go up at random. Oh, God. The Day I Knew Q Wasn't a Hoax by Lori Colley. No, these are my personal opinions only and should not be construed as fact about any person of inner entity.
I appreciate
Don't
that.
Don't worry, Lori.
Yeah, I think we're okay.
Everyone who follows Q had one. A day when you knew that you knew that you knew that Q wasn't a hoax. When you were sure that Q wasn't a hoax or a LARP, live action role play, or a
They even know!
Yeah.
They're using this. Oh my God. It's not a LARP. So you know.
Oh no. Oh my God, no. My day came when Trump used the words tip top, tippy top.
Oh. Oh, honey.
In April of 2018. Oh my God. Tip top, tippy top.
Wait, when was this published?
This year.
They wrote this fast. She wrote this fast.
I mean, there was clearly no copy editor. Right. Like, an actual editor has never even looked at this book because they would burst into flames.
I mean, they're all feverishly
I'm glad
writing
Jack
their
is
DMs,
at the office like... right now.
Okay, so tip top, tippy top.
But the setup started on January 29th, a few months after I began following Q. That day, an anonymous person posted a request on the 8chan board. A website where Q writes messages and where people threaten to murder me and put a $60,000 bounty on my head.
Interesting.
He or she wanted Q to ask President Trump to work up the phrase tip-top into the State of the Union address. It didn't happen during that speech. Instead, the validation came in a much cleverer way. The president spoke those very words from the south lawn of the White House at the traditional Easter egg roll. He was standing next to a giant white Alice in Wonderland rabbit. You'll see the connection in a minute.
I'm sorry, that's so fucking funny.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Also, one of my favorite pictures of him is standing next to that giant
bunny.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Sean Spicer was in that rabbit at one point.
You're goddamn right he was.
Sean Spicer's too. I bet he is Q.
Oh, spicy. Mm-hmm. God, you're probably right.
I mean, he tweeted his password on Twitter twice. Seems pretty up on that.
Famous brain haver, Sean Spicer. Okay. Somebody want to give me a random number between 1 and 5,948?
4,050.
4,050.
4,000 something. I don't know.
4,000 fucking something. All right. 4,000
tip-top,
fucking
tip-top.
Something.
Yeah, you're getting to the tip-top of the numbers of pages.
It's more of an interview with Jimmy Boots.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I'm good at picking.
You really
so, like, the 4,000 range is just Jimmy Boots all the way.
I think so. Oh, no. Interviewer question. I've heard of the hormone adrenochrome. Is that something they're trying to get to?
What?
Oh, wow. The detective says he doesn't think it's about adrenochrome. Oh, boy.
Okay.
There's many pedophile heterosexuals as there are gay. Thank you for saying that, at least.
Yeah, right?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Different page.
Yeah, different page.
That's the fucking bar. Will you at least say that, like, it doesn't matter what their sexuality
somewhere
is?
Somewhere in the 2000 range.
All right, 2000 range. Jimmy Boots.
This is still Jimmy Boots, goddamn.
No. It couldn't possibly be. It's literally just a transcript of her podcast interview. Because these people aren't fucking writers.
I like it when I read a book and it's like, check out this entire podcast before you continue.
We'll put it in the book.
We'll just put it here. Don't even bother with a link.
Oh, boy, guys. Okay.
I'm excited.
Q is essentially telling us that Trump was targeted in this rally by the real forces behind the creation of the EU, the Nazi world order, which infiltrated our political system, research Operation Paperclip and study Q142, which continued to rule Germany after Hitler through his daughter Angela Merkel.
Oh my God.
Angela Merkel is Hitler. Angela,
I never knew
takes
that.
A million refugees in at a tremendous political cost. Merkel is Hitler's daughter?
But there's a striking physical resemblance, you must admit. I'm not being serious.
Looks, ideology, rhetoric.
Check.
It's all there. Historical fact. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all, I'm convinced. What chapter? Who wrote this chapter?
Oh, you're right.
We got to figure out.
And then we're going to find their blog and their
Patreon. Oh, these are about all the assassination attempts against Trump.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Orchestrated by the Nazi Angela Merkel.
Yeah, the Nazi Angela Merkel. Where? Oh, boy. Post 74, Hitler's brilliant chess combination in Helsinki.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
So, like, Trump is playing 4D chess as an extension of Hitler's 9D chess?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, where does this fucking thing start? Come on. Give me the start of this goddamn chapter.
I hope this is still the first chapter.
I'm still going. Oh, oh boy. There are a lot of Q chapters. Drops. Okay. Decoding and deciphering Q by Serial Brain 2.
Serial Brain 2?
What?
Serial Brain 2.
That's the name of the author of this chapter. Mm-hmm. Serial Brain 2.
Serial Brain 2.
Like it's made of cereal?
No. Like several things in the
well,
like
that's the brain. Line.
Oh, that's good.
Like he's an idiot?
It's like he poured cereal into his fucking
he's
head.
He's Cocoa Puffs. Mm-hmm. That's not good.
His skull is
of
full
white.
Of cornflakes.
Dow plunging 666 points. So far, Trump has won 2 battles out of 3. Will he win the last one?
What's the last one?
I don't know.
And what has he won?
Well, the okay. presidency. Okay. Since Barely. The train the accident ire. Did not work, there's the train accident where like some GOP congressmen got slightly hurt. Yeah, yeah that one. That, okay.
That was an assassination attempt
on Donald Trump
apparently. Trump, yeah. Since the train accident did not work, they figured
should, they want to assassinate the president. They should just put a bomb in his toilet like lethal weapon.
Yeah, exactly.
Or show up with a crossbow like Tyrion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting I'm going to do that.
No. Since the train accident did not work, they figured, let's show him we control the economy. Hence the Dow plunging 666 points. Coincidence? This number was carefully chosen, referencing Trump's family building located at 666 Fifth Avenue. That's not where I expected that to go.
Why did they...
not the reference. What?
Also
interesting that his building is 666.
Right, like, they're so obsessed with these satanic cults. Mm-hmm. It's right there, guys.
It's right there.
It's right there. By famed, probably molested teenagers, President Donald Trump.
Mm.
So, it starts talking about the Federal Reserve after this.
Sure.
You know what doesn't rant about the stock market plunging 666 points?
Dogs.
Dogs, for sure.
Hitler's
daughter, Angela Merkel, yeah. And the wonderful products and services that support this podcast.
Oh.
Which, I mean, maybe there will be an ad for Angela Merkel, Hitler's daughter.
Hitler's daughter.
Products! We're back, and Sophie has taken away my throwing bagels.
The peace treaty has been ignored.
Yeah, Daniel did hand us a peace treaty. Sophie, are you willing to sign this with me?
No.
She's not willing to sign this. I can do nothing but revert to one of my only two weapons left to me.
Oh, no!
Wow, what a combination.
A box of tissue and the coffee mate. Sophie?
One pump, one cream, one tissue. Yeah.
One pump.
Hands and blood, and you signed the treaty.
One pump, one cream, one kill.
Threatening to kill your producer on mic.
Yes.
We don't need to do
with
this.
Coffee mate. Sophie, I can either throw the bagels or I can throw the coffee mate. But I won't throw them at you anymore. I'll sign the treaty.
Happy day.
Oh, this is historic.
Oh!
Yeah! Wow!
Oh!
I threw the coffee mate.
It's chaos in here.
Now she's got it all.
Now Sophie has all three.
That's the deal maker right there. Yeah. Tore up the treaty. Took all the weapons.
That's a boss move. Like America.
Mm-hmm.
Dairy America.
All right, Cody, pick a number between 1 and 500,948.
I'm going to go with 9.
Oh, okay. Well, that's going to be like back at the start.
Okay. Well, yeah.
We already went through all that.
Yeah. Then let's do like 1254.
Oh, okay.
That's so specific.
That is very specific.
Yeah. It's a page number.
It is a page number.
It can be in the 1250s.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna get a.
I want to be before Jimmy Boots, but after the
1252.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh boy, this is about we get into
every time. Oh boy,
we're talking about the Texas bombing, which is like those bombings in Austin by that fucking piece of shit nut.
Mm-hmm.
By preempting the Texas bombing story for the revelation of the bomber's identity, patriots have opened a boulevard for Mueller to plant his Guccifer story on the news map. Okay, so yeah. They believe that Bob Mueller is part of the Trump conspiracy to save America, and that they're actually working together to arrest Hillary Clinton.
Yep,
and
it's
also
coming.
That Trump was only mean to Jeff Sessions because he really loves him, and Jeff Sessions was putting in all the sealed indictments.
I'd love to hear their reaction to the Mueller report.
Yeah, they are not happy with it.
I wonder if they still think Mueller's their guy.
Mm. Yeah, I think there's been a lot of talk about how this is clearly another 4D chess move by President Trump.
I would be disappointed in them if they didn't think that.
Oh boy. Okay. Q8 drop 834. Why would Russia tell the world? Since the whole Russian blanket is pulled by those who are tied to Guccifer, Trump is now as white as snow and can peacefully confront Mueller, his hands in his pocket, whistling an old Miss Universe jingle. Any competent lawyer advising Trump would advise him not to do so, and his highly competent longtime lawyer did exactly that. He had to resign because he's obviously not in the know. Or maybe he is, and he's willingly adding drama to this first-class Shakespearean drama.
Which highly competent lawyer that resigned?
I think he's talking about Donald McGahn.
Donald McGahn, the guy
who clearly hates Donald Trump about as much as we do.
He's trying to do some crazy shit.
He's like, and I said no, so I'm gonna go.
I'm taking notes because I'm a real lawyer.
Right? I've never seen anyone take notes. Well, you've never seen anyone.
Yeah. Your idea of a real lawyer is mop lawyer Leroy Cohn. Like, come on.
You talk about it all the time.
Yeah, he really loves Roy Cohn. One of the names in Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire song, Roy Cohn.
We need to update it.
Yeah, but Roy Cohn will still be in there.
Absolutely.
Roy Cohn Manafort.
Roy Cohn Manafort probably hunts people for sport.
There we go. Would not put it past him, yeah.
We're going to work on this and bring it back later.
Yeah. We'll bring it back later.
I just have to shine a light on whistling an old Miss Universe tune.
Yep.
I know, jingle, that's jingle, so Miss Universe, funny. Jingle.
The place where he harassed teenage girls.
Yeah, where he walked
sexually.
In on teenage girls undressing.
The pedophile fighting president.
Where he knew that they were dressing in the dressing room because he runs it, and it's the dressing room, and that's what they were doing at the time.
Yeah.
And he goes into just like, say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get those pedophiles, Donald Trump. Go
it's
get
all
them.
Part
Cody,
of it.
Would it change your mind to hear? Fake news. CNN claims this Trump advisor played a key role in pursuit of possible Clinton emails from dark web before election. Jesus, that's bad writing.
My God.
He was asking us to read. He was asking us to read between the line.
Oh, God.
And what we do, we extract the main information this article is trying to plant in the storyline. Schmitz claimed a source he called Patriot and an identified contractor he was representing had discovered what he believed was likely material stolen from Clinton. Oh boy. Okay. So this is about like the fake Clinton emails that got sold to some of Trump's people.
Wait, what was fake? What?
Yeah, they got sold fake emails, and Eric Prince paid someone to like figure out if they were real or not, and they were bullshit. Because Trump was explicitly trying to get access to her emails.
Right.
They didn't do quote-unquote crimes. It's for no lack of trying.
They're just dumb.
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay, so, Katie, pick a number between...
I'm so tired.
Pick a number between several hundred and 5,948.
5,000.
All right.
Wow.
I just threw it down.
You just dropped a fucking
Please
mic.
Please don't let it be Jimmy Boots still.
I hope it's about
Oh, yay. So here is my message to the resistance.
Yes.
Our movement comes off as being toxic to the left liberals and maybe even some on the right because it's exposing everything they, or at least their leadership, have worked for the last 200 years to destroy. They've been trying to bring the world to its knees in efforts to bring about the new world order. They have made it well known what their plans are and would be when they are gathered from all corners of the world to write them on the Georgia Guidestones. Oh, boy.
We know what their plans are. Universal health care.
They're written on rocks. There is an evil that our world is facing, starting with the original 13 wealthiest families whose bloodlines date back 6,000 years to Babylonian times.
Oh my God.
These families are some of the most twisted satanic people in existence. They basically have every avenue of kill order working in their favor. That includes all platforms of media, TV, movies for mind control with their Luciferian symbols implanted everywhere. Think pyramids with an all-seeing eye in the middle, like the founding fathers put on the money. Like,
interesting.
Food giants for GMO slow kill, vaccine industry for Agenda 21 depopulation, water fluoridation for calcification of the pineal gland, harp weather modification for creating natural disasters, etc. They reap the benefits for themselves in so many ways it's disgusting to think about.
I feel like what they really want is to live in a world like this,
they're
the heroes of this world figuring it out.
Oh, yeah.
They want to be in like some fucking, you know, sci-fi book or action book.
Yeah, it's a heroistic death cult is what they all live inside.
Robert looks
like
he's got more.
Like fascists do. Interesting. Like all these border control freaking people do.
Read
like
so
all these,
share the thing.
It goes on to talk about how their goal is to lure children for the sake of using them as sex slaves or in slave labor camps, mines.
I guess,
because we're anti-QAnon. Yeah. Using them like toys in their pedophilia fantasies and then to literally sacrifice them in their cult ceremonies. And then they have the nerve to blast it in your face as they do in movies like The Dark Crystal, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Monsters, Inc., The Fear Meter is in parentheses. So that's real, apparently.
What?
So they have a fear measure.
I'm so confused.
I am seeing clearly for the first time.
Yep. Etc. Showing how to gather adrenochrome that gives them some sort of high and youthful looks. If I'm not mistaken, adrenochrome is it's a real thing, but it's fake that it's a drug. Hunter Thompson invented it because he wanted like a drug to pretend to be doing that was more intense than speed.
Yeah.
He but, invented it?
No, it's like an actual chemical, but you can't. Yeah. You don't take it and get wasted.
Right.
He was just like, you know, he was Hunter Thompson.
Yeah.
I bet Hunter Thompson would be like really into QAnon. I bet he'd support these people. I bet all of their influences would really support the movement.
Yes, Hunter Thompson would certainly
really into
Hunter Thompson, who killed himself after Bush got reelected, would certainly be on board
real
with these guys.
QAnon,
is that
yeah.
when? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was a big part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he would hate these people. Mm-hmm. There's no.
He would hate these people.
Despise and resent these people.
I mean, he would probably be marching with a gun and pointing it at Nazis because he was Hunter Thompson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Famed lunatic.
Right. He'd be like, during the whole punch a Nazi, don't punch a Nazi conversation, he'd be like, no, shoot those Nazis.
Shoot
him with your
Nazis.
Guns.
With
do
your
you want to borrow my
guns?
I've got these missiles I can help.
Yeah, that is probably where Hunter would land.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I have to figure out who wrote this fucking chapter. The resistance is on, the message to the resistance. Mm.
It's the same thing with like, it's the there's always this, it's always a conspiracy driving whatever it is. We always have to like die for the cause and be heroes in our little fantasy world. I just don't like it.
You don't?
I don't like how popular it is. I don't like this book was the second best-selling book on Amazon for so long.
Wow. Okay, guys, I do have some good news. I just decided to do a word search for Jews just to see. It's only used once in the whole thing.
This
is good.
Yeah, that is legitimately good.
Unexpected.
And, it's it's part of a reference for that Cereal Brains Q Drop chunk. Front page mag, collaborator Soros announces Muslims are the new Jews.
Okay.
That's the only use of the word.
Could you search for Jewish?
That's a good idea, Cody.
And then search for Egregore.
You're damn right we're searching for Egregore.
Tell me the other keywords.
No use of the word Jewish. Okay. I can't tell you how actually happy and surprised I am that
like,
did not come up.
We're not going to open that can of worms.
Egregore.
Please let there be an Egregore.
I really hope Egregore winds up in here. It takes so long to search.
No,
this is like the most
6,000.
Yeah, no results.
Okay.
No Egregore.
All right. So there's not a lot of cross pollination.
Not a lot of cross pollination.
Consider the possibility that they spelled all of these words wrong in the book.
Yes, that's also an option.
I am going to look up
flat Earth. Jews is actually Jaws in the book.
Jawish. Yeah. It's.
I am going to look up flat Earth.
Do it.
I'm going to see if that drops in here. A lot of dead air time.
We're just staring.
Not gonna give me those bagels still, Sophie. What is the problem?
What about me? Could I have the bagels?
Just because I damaged part of the roof. No results for Flat Earth.
Okay. All right.
Sophie's being very unfair.
They're keeping it separate, and I respect that.
Cody, you want to pick a random number between several hundred and 5,948?
Yeah, I really do. I'm gonna go. Let's do 845.
845. Let's go to 845. Let's go to 845. Through the Looking Glass.
Oh, no.
And Lewis in Carol's second book, Through the Looking Glass. And what Alice found there. Alice really enters Wonderland. And then we get a bunch of cue drops about child trafficking routes.
Sure.
Oh, boy. Wait
Did
a
second.
Did
they know about it in the Looking Glass?
Yeah, so apparently the fact that Q referenced Through the Looking Glass and that Lewis Carroll was probably a pedophile. Q linked an Amazon entry for a book published in March 2017 called Hillary Clinton in Wonderland, a rewrite of Lewis Carroll tale that substitutes Hillary's name for Alice's.
What?
Ugh.
Which
is that like a resistance thing? Or is it a Q thing?
I don't know.
It could be either one.
No, thank you.
But it's apparently proof that Hillary is a pedophile because Lewis Carroll was a pedophile.
Sure.
And he for sure was.
Yeah.
They're not wrong about that one.
I don't know.
Oh, we do talk about Epstein here.
Hell yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Did they mention the president's relationship with Jeff Epstein?
They sure as shit don't. On August 31st, 2018, Q told us that child trafficking routes had been closed down in several places. S.A., Epstein Island, owned by friend of Bill and Hillary, Jeffrey Epstein.
Who else?
Haiti, North Korea, China, Russia, and Cuba. The pending list included Sudan, Syria, Yemen, Libya, Somalia. Cool. The president announced in December 8th, 2018 that he will pull all U.S. troops out of Syria. Does this mean the work that closing those trafficking networks is now complete, or has it entered another phase?
Oh, because that's why we're there.
Guys, no.
Or, wait. Yes? No?
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's also fascinating because they mentioned Bill Clinton and Epstein, but they also mentioned Hillary Clinton and Epstein, which there's literally no connection between them.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, Hillary Clinton hasn't been on that plane.
No.
She's not friends with Jeff Epstein.
I just, where do they get...
No.
Yeah.
But
Donald Trump is.
Donald Trump is.
But Donald yeah. Trump is.
Oh, and then we start talking
also,
about the Las Vegas
Alan
shooting.
And,
Alan Dershowitz, big fan.
Big fan.
So apparently the Las Vegas shooting was actually a failed assassination attempt of Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
What?
I did not know he was at
Wait,
that country
of
concert.
Or by?
Yeah, of. Yeah, there was a CIA operative. Yes, assassins were trying to kill Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Okay.
And so
just assassins?
Well, he was going to meet with Trump in the Mandalay Bay Casino.
But Trump wasn't there.
Well, Q says he was.
Is there okay. Wait, why do they think he was there?
Because he
likes Vegas.
The Saudi family. Oh yeah, one Saudi prince booked a number of seats at the Four Seasons to house members of the Saudi Air Force so they could fly training missions at nearby Nellis Air Force Base.
So that means that MBS was there and that there's an assassination attempt to kill him by shooting a bunch of people
at
in a
country,
crowd.
I think it was a country show.
Yeah.
Quick question: are they pro Saudi Arabia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, of course they are.
Of course they are.
Alex Jones thought that it was Antifa that did it.
Well, that sounds like classic Antifa,
right?
Is
shoot up a country
show. And who is more stereotypically Antifa than an elderly millionaire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Classic Antifa.
I can't think of anything.
All right. Oh, boy. Chelsea had two unplanned pregnancies.
Okay.
Oh, boy. It's talking. It's acute. Oh, boy.
And then Hillary raped
This just goes into detail about what it believes are Chelsea Clinton's abortions forced on her by the Democratic Party. Okay.
What?
Wow. We're not even going to read that. That's fucked.
Hard pass.
Hillary's mentor, Robert Byrd, was a grandmaster of the KKK. Hillary's teacher and friend was Saul Alinsky, a man who dedicated his book Rules for Radicals to Lucifer, who he calls the original rebel. Yes, Saul Alinsky, famed Nazi.
This is
yeah.
Nazi Satanist.
Okay.
Number two bestseller on Amazon,
Number two bestseller on fucking Amazon.
At least it's written really well. At least it's got good prose.
I'm going to pick a random chunk here.
Do it.
That we haven't gone to yet.
The truth.
In 1945, after the war, the United States allowed thousands of Nazi Germany's worst criminal scientists into this country. True.
That's true.
And as insane as it sounds, they gave some of these men government positions.
Yeah.
True. Many of these men were the same monsters who used human beings as guinea pigs and committed untold atrocities. Well, not really. I mean, some of them ran factories where slave labor was used, but they were mostly building missiles for the Nazis.
That's right.
Here's the rub. It seems that all the German scientists...
But here's the issue. Yeah.
Here's the problem. It seems that all the German scientists who ended up in the United States were members of the Illuminati or some other equally prestigious secret society, and through their American Illuminati counterparts, such as Alan Dulles and just about every U.S. president ever elected, these men eventually wound up working for the military and the CIA. This was always about the great work and never about America.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
So can't they just be Nazis?
Can't
it just
be
like...
Can't they just be Nazis who we hired because we needed rockets? Fucking scientists that we brought over wound up in control of the entire country to fuck children.
Right, like, what if it's just money and war reasons?
Yeah.
And they're just Nazis? And
yeah.
We, like...
What if the people in charge are just kind of unethical and lazy? And that's why most terrible things happen?
Yeah. Mm.
No, it's probably
Again,
a pedophile.
It's the satanic
pedophile
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, it's probably Satan pedophiles.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And
okay.
Hillary's hot for little girls,
And
know?
She wants to eat their bones.
Yeah, and now
yeah,
we start
bones.
Getting into
That's
flying
not
saucers.
The thing that we thought you were going to say
mm-hmm.
she wanted to
no,
eat.
No, no.
The world is not how you think it is. QAnon has told us that the world is not how we think it is, and sure enough, with each revelation, each clue, each rabbit hole, we get further away from the fake reality that was created for us and a bit closer to the truth. Everything we thought was real is fake, and everything we thought was fake is real.
Oh my god, that's so bad.
There we go.
But I just also... can't... No, go ahead.
No, you go
Well,
ahead.
Did you know, Cody, that the mainstream media has been exposed as a CIA operation, and the moon landing is looking sketchy?
It's looking sketchy. Is this talking about, like, Mockingbird? Like, what are they referencing?
U.S. government underground facilities and tunnels, deep like, underground military base.
Yeah.
The acronym DUMB.
I just feel sad for so many people in our country that are really deluded.
Oh, this is the very end of the book.
It hit me as being very sad.
It's very sad. And I think actually what I'm about to read actually gets into what's so sad about it. So although the mainstream media has been exposed as a CIA operation and the moon landing is looking sketchy, this has got to be the most exciting time in all of history to be alive. The entire world is waking up and we get to have front row seats. Many of life's mysteries will soon be solved and there are exciting discoveries ahead. When the 2016 election began, I thought we were all going to die. But after QAnon arrived on the scene, it became the movement of a lifetime. And now there's only one thing left to do. Enjoy the show. Oh, Cody, we got it. About the author, Linda Paris. It links to a YouTube channel and her website, Deplorable McAllister.
Yes!
There we go. Yes!
There we go.
Thank you.
There we fucking go.
That is awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real sad.
It's not the end of the book, but it's the end of one section.
Yeah. Because also, like, the truth is, like, it's so weird that, like, then the mysteries are going to, the clues and the truth is coming out. What truth?
It's never going to come
out. It's really vague. Like, I know it's, like, pedophile, satanic stuff.
What they think the truth is.
But, like, it's still very vague.
Yeah.
And it's weird if they love Q so much, like, oh, he's leaving these breadcrumbs and he's, like, the savior. Hey, Q, just lay it all out.
Just
write a couple of pages explaining it.
They're treating it like Game of Thrones and everyone's predictions for next week.
Yeah, because that's the end. Because they it's not enough. Like they recognize, as I think a lot of people do, that while TV and stuff is fun, it's ultimately meaningless to obsess over that stuff. And
right,
like, you need more in your life than TV.
Yeah,
but they don't want to do anything but sit on the internet and shitpost.
Yep.
Right.
So they find a way to make it the most important thing anyone's ever done.
Exactly.
Then it matters.
Yeah, it matters. They're saving the world. It's exciting to be a part of and to watch.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's like not the same thing because it's way more fucked up. But like the watching the Trump show and like doing the palace intrigue and like ooh, it's a reality show host and like it's so fun to watch. It's really not.
It's not.
It's bad.
It's tragic.
In the first year of his presidency, civilian casualties as a result of U.S. airstrikes jumped by 215%.
That's high. It's a high number.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of dead people who wouldn't be dead,
and
even
like,
if Obama had kept running the airstrikes.
Right. And just like the idea that like, well, he's entertaining to watch, and like everyone around him is so bumbling, and like, and like this isn't the same thing, but it is that desire for like we follow the stories and we like obsess over the clues and like the prestige shows, but it's way more satisfying if it's every single day, and we're all part of it. We're all a part of it. Yeah,
and what we do matters. And like the president said 17, let's find a way to make that be a QAnon fucking
And this is another thing. This is we're all looking for clues in Lost and trying to solve it.
Well, I'm going to read the conclusion to this because I think we're getting close to the conclusion of our super fun and uplifting episode. It's time to wake up. If you are ready to give up the senseless rage you are surrounded by, wake up and join the forces of light. Light is capitalized. We welcome you. We are not a political party. There is corruption on both sides of the aisle. Most of us are independents in some sense. We think for ourselves. Instead, we are a movement of awakened individuals working together to discover and reveal the truth that has been hidden from us and eliminate evil and corruption. Our goal is to protect others, to share the truth, and to restore sanity. We have friends and supporters all over the world. Here are 10 things you can do to awaken others and help in the war we are fighting against the deep state.
Oh, good.
Here are 10 rules for life.
Love and support our nation, our Constitution, and yes, our president. Donald Trump has given up the life he could have had in order to play an essential role in freeing us from darkness. But he can't do it alone. Supporting him is the least we can do. Get an education. Nearly every major national event involving the deep state, both the good and the bad things that have happened, have been suppressed over the last 2 years or more. You can catch up. The Russia collaboration story that the media has fixated on is both untrue and a distraction from many important stories the mainstream media will never tell you. Follow independent journalists. Subscribe to their channels. Share what you're learning. Tell your friends and family. Send posts, email, tweets, etc., sharing news, videos, memes. Have conversations. Give this book to someone you care about. Ask them to share it when they're done reading. If you can, buy more copies and give them away.
That's a good way to stop being invited places or like home
really
for
good
Christmas.
Way.
Yeah, this is this other sad part. A lot of these people around the holidays will post on their forums together where they go on their Facebook groups, how lonely they are, how they're eating their like little bologna sandwiches for Thanksgiving and stuff, because they have given their family members this book and recommended links, and they're like, well, we don't want you around anymore because this is crazy.
That's the thing that's really sad, is like, this is a cult. And these people, it's damaging their lives. And like the scary thing is that some of them are going to kill more people. There's already been at least one murder due to this.
They're like, they're dangerous.
Thankfully, it was a mob boss,
and they're also,
but like, still. Yeah.
Their lives are being ruined by the movement in general, and they're going to ruin other people's lives by killing them because they're obsessed with it.
It like we're laughing, but it's like really sad and fucked up. Pray for our leaders, our families, our communities, our children, our movement. Pray for us for protection from those who would harm us. One of the things we've learned is that evil is real. Many of us are Christian, and we seek God's help daily. Be there for friends and families. They awaken. They will be in various stages of disbelief.
Of course.
Disbelief. Denial, fear, depression, anger, and misunderstanding as they process the new realities they are learning. Be patient. Be tolerant. The deep state will do and say anything to retain power. False flag events, potential and biological threats, violent mob actions, etc. are real possibilities. If you see anything suspicious, please report it. Avoid violent confrontations. Stay informed. Be prepared. Things can get tough at times. Maintain a stock of food and water. Enough for a couple weeks at least. Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah. The banking, this isn't a da-da-da-da-da.
But, like, their reason for it isn't great.
It's like, because
we're going to destroy the country.
Because there's going to be an earthquake or something. Yeah, we're destroying the country.
Give peace a chance. The deep state has the hidden hand in conflicts and wars all over the world. They benefit from war and chaos in many ways. Well, it's important for nations to join us in creating a positive future. Get involved. This is a movement that is entirely voluntary. We contribute what we're good at, what we're moved to do. We take action where we see and make a difference. There's a place for you, too. Welcome aboard, Patriot.
Yuck!
Where we go one, we go all.
We do. Cause we're, that's where we are.
Yep.
We'll be your family now.
We'll be your family now.
Where we go one.
Here's their glossary. 8chan refers to the discussion boards which Q uses to post drops and Anons use to post research information related to Q posts. Also, a lot of Nazis on the poll section. You can read the curated post here. Do not post until you've lurked for some time and understand how it works.
I love it. Make sure to lurk on 4chan.
This is... Whomever started this is just tickled.
Yeah.
Is just...
Tickled or like horrified.
Or horrified. I know.
To, like,
I was
fuck
thinking
with some
that.
Dumb people
They're
and
like,
then it
no,
turned into
this
a
is
monster.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone has claimed to be the original Q, and maybe that's true.
Don't ever believe them if it's.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
It, is.
It doesn't matter.
It's become its own thing.
It's its own thing.
Yeah, there's no.
Turning
it's
back.
Very upsetting how there's no containing it, kind of now, because it's like, it is like, yeah, some dude probably like posted it as a laugh, and then it snowballed, and now.
Yeah.
It's, if that's you, know, you let us that, know.
Yep.
You know what? It just occurred to me.
Hmm.
In our last episode like this, we talked about the egregore, the collective god formed from the consciousness of numerous people all believing and acting in a certain way. That's kind of what Q is.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You could call Q an egregore.
Q is an egregore.
You know what? And I will.
I will call Q an
Q
egregore.
Q is egregore.
Q is an egregore.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's one, he's all.
He's one,
we
he's
are
all.
One, and we are go all, and that's where we go.
Yeah. I can't wait for egregore, the QAnon political party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, that's happening, isn't it?
It's, yeah.
Oh, God, 2020 is going to be fucking exhausting.
Yeah, worst year of our first lives.
Yeah,
and you can't even, like, bring this up to anybody. You want, like, part of me is like, somebody should mention to the president that there's a batshit conspiracy about him that he definitely knows about. Like, people in the administration definitely know about it.
Yeah.
And maybe you should address it. But he's into it.
Yeah.
And even if he weren't into it and he were to reject it and say it's bad, they would think of a way to convince themselves.
They'd think that it's just like him insulting Jeff Sessions.
Exactly.
That they're all secret
they're
buddies.
Like,
it's like,
oh no, things were hot on his tail.
This
he had to
definitely
do this.
Means he
that,
loves us.
That means stuff's going to happen soon.
Like, if there's a mass shooting inspired by Q, which there probably will be, and the president does like the presidential thing and says, for the love of God, stop, they'll be like, this means go.
Yeah.
That's exactly
he
what's
going
to happen.
He said for the love of, for the love
but
of
also,
God.
Also, he wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
He wouldn't say stop.
Well, he definitely wouldn't say that. He'd say, I don't know about it.
There's fine people on both sides.
He'd say, I don't know about it.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a problem.
Like, I don't think it's a problem.
Literally the day of the immigrants are invading, man shot up that church or the mosque. The president called
said
them invaders.
White nationalism isn't a problem.
Isn't a problem. Don't know much about it. Mm-hmm. Also, immigrants are invading America. Mm-hmm. Like, he literally said the things. So, yeah, he would not handle this well.
God damn it.
Well, that was fun, though.
God damn it.
Ooh. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
God damn it. Egregore, damn it.
Egregore, save us.
Thank Egg.
You know, guys, When I think about what could save us, when I think about the 10 things our listeners could do to fight against this egregore, this demonic god that's been created by the collective id of the internet's darkest corners, the only thing that can fight where we go one, we go all, is one pump,
one cream.
Yeah, thank you for giving it back, Sophie. I am going to throw it again. Mm-hmm. But first, I'm going to ask them to plug their pluggables. Yeah, she knows. She knows. You guys want to plug your pluggables?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Do you want to do this before we do it? Yeah.
We're going to do the same way we've been doing it the whole time we're here. Okay. My name's Katie Stoll. I'm Katie Stoll on Twitter. We've got a podcast. It's called Even More News. You can subscribe to it and listen to it. Cody?
Is my name. Last name is Johnston. You can find me on Twitter, Dr. Mr. Cody. Our video series is called Some More News, and it's on YouTube. You can support us financially at patreon.com/somemorenews.
Oh, yeah.
And our Twitter is also Some More News.
And I am going to throw this after we finish plugging, but I want people to stick around through the plugs.
Please
stay
do.
Stay in the P zone. The only way.
Yeah. That's how you catch them.
You can find us online at Bastards Pod on the Twits and the Grams. You can find our website, behindthebastards.com, but there will be no sources for this episode because it's just one book written by lunatics.
In their DMs with each other.
You can find Throwin' Bagels at Sarah Lee Throwing Bagels, the best bagels to throw. And Tee Public shirts. I have a show called It Could Happen Here. I'm going to throw the cream now. I'm going to try to get it on top of that. On top of the poison room. Oh, you don't think I should arc it?
No, I'd line drive it.
Okay, yeah. Line drive it. All right, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah! Yeah!
Oh, it's never coming back.
No, it is stuck on top of the poison room. Yeah.
That just means that it's gonna be nice and fresh for us in a year.
Yeah. That means it'll stay until January of 2020. Yeah.
It's waiting for us now. It's aging.
The episode's done.
Oh, yes.
I have to keep thinking about it.